All right, one more live video on my way home. Picked up my truck. Had my windows tinted. Oh, well. I'm really breaking the law. I just had to throw while I was driving. I thought it was important to share with you guys. And throughout the years, especially as an instructor, I've heard a lot of people make excuses. Now, I'm not talking about the people who work under an administration that is not comfortable or encouraging of proactive police work or interdiction. I am talking about people who are allowed to do it, or encouraged to do it, but make excuses about the fact that, well, there's nothing going on here. I don't know traps. This, that, and the other thing. Whatever your excuse may be, just know that that's bullshit. You know, people will see TJ's results. Well, he sits outside of the George Washington Bridge. No wonder why he got kilos. No, he gets kilos because he knows what he's doing. He's educated. He's trained. And he had a goal of becoming this police officer that was going to be known as a high-level interdiction officer, something we really hadn't seen much of here in the state of New Jersey. Now, with all our collective efforts, we seem to be having a little bit of a change in the way things are done, and some guys are coming up with some really cool shit. We'll help each other out. So, you know, people would say the same thing to Brad Gilmore, who's an instructor for this company. When he worked at his old agency, which was, I don't know, a square mile in a quiet town, and he started hitting 300,000 in traps or 3 kilos on a motor vehicle stop. Nobody could believe that that was going on in Ridgefield Park where he was from. He was working one little piece of a highway, but he was trained and trained himself on having a keen eye on what he was looking for. It is in your town. It is where you work. I don't give a fuck where you work. Outside of like Long Beach Island, New Jersey guys in the winter where there's absolutely no traffic. I get that. But it still may be there. Don't feed yourself the bullshit that because you don't have an interstate or you don't have the ability to do this or that, you don't know traps. Kenny Williams, who we watch his videos in this class, his big busts are not hitting on traps. He tells me all the time, I don't hit traps very frequently. He gets a lot of stuff in backpacks and boxes and bags, and just in the car, not in traps. The guy has some experience with traps and he's got a dog, but that's not what he's finding the stuff on. So don't feed yourself the bullshit of, we don't have that here. You do. You just don't know how to find it. And the only way to learn how to find these things, to have the results you crave, to be one of these people we all applaud in the group and we ooh and ah at, is to go out and be a practitioner and to educate. You have to try. How are you going to win the game if all you do is sit on the sidelines and watch or you make excuses? If your goal is to become, and you're part of this group, to become the best cop that you can be. And it doesn't have to be with interdiction, whatever it may be. That's obviously the flavor of this group. But there's a lot of practical stuff everybody can use universally in this group. You have to be a practitioner. You have to go out and try. Do you know how many thousands of motor vehicle stops everybody who has who posts in this group has had before they hit a trap or high-level stuff? This is just the truth behind things. If you're going to go drink coffee at 7-Eleven and that's your thing, hey, God bless. But don't complain that you don't know what you're doing or how to do it because, you know, there's nothing here. Why even bother? There are things everywhere. There are things going on. You have to open your mind. You have to get to the mindset of what would I be doing if I was a criminal? How would I be hiding things? And that's the only way you find things. So have a positive attitude. Don't let negative results, and don't let other people's opinions determine what kind of cop you're going to be or law enforcement officer you're going to be or anything in life. Don't let anybody project their opinions on what they believe to be the truth is, because if I listened to anybody's opinions, there would be no street cop training. There would not be 18,000 people in a group just currently at this junction. There wouldn't be thousands and thousands of guys trained and girls trained in person. There wouldn't be the things that we're doing if I gave a fucking rat's ass about somebody's opinion, especially somebody whose opinion I really didn't value or hasn't really done anything. That being said, that's my piece of advice for you guys. A little rah-rah stuff to go to work with an open mind. Listen, you got a crappy administration. They don't want you doing work. Sorry. There's nothing I can do for you. Don't go against the grain. Listen to your supervisors. I do my best to try to educate everybody in this group so you can bring this stuff back in writing. I'm writing articles. I'm trying to do everything I can to try to get everybody to understand what they can and can't do. and not just come up with some cockamamie bullshit that they've conjured up amongst themselves collectively without referencing any kind of legal advice. And I mean, good legal advice. I'm not talking about calling Tim, the 4 month on the job assistant prosecutor who just graduated law school, you know, and I'm not picking, there's a lot of good assistant prosecutors, but let's be realistic on who we're looking to for our advice. Know who you're talking to. Know if they're practitioners. Know how much experience they have. Care who they are. If it doesn't matter if they're a patrolman or recruit, if the guy knows what he's talking about, he knows what he's talking about. Chief, deputy chief, there's some of the sharpest dudes I know that are the highest ranked people in this. I mean, there's some sharp dudes from high rank down to low rank, down to no rank. And there's some bad ones too. That's just what we get in this industry. That's how the bar is set. So yeah, Pat says you gotta ride dirty in your mind. Brother, you ain't kidding. You are not kidding. I am constantly on the lookout. And I wear a shirt. You know, I don't wear this shirt because I'm one of these weirdo cops that, like, has to be known as a cop. I fucking hate wearing this shirt, but I do these videos, and it's for branding. But in public, I don't like going out looking like this. I won't not go out without having a gun on me wearing this shirt. What happens is, when I'm out, is people have a reaction to my presence because I'm wearing this shirt. And look at my fucking haircut. I look like a cop. I pick up on this stuff still all the time. So, that's it. That's all I got for you guys. It's obviously raining in the background here. It's pretty much been Seattle and New Jersey, and it will continue to be for about the next 2 weeks. So I think the summer's just about a wrap here. See you guys.